News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
About 6,000 complaints were submitted to the National Transport Authority over delayed, cancelled or so-called ghost buses. Excuse me, in just the first 5 months of the year. Conor Faulkner is the CEO at the Royal Irish Automobile Club and commentator on transport. Conor, your reaction to this, is that a lot of complaints in the overall scheme of things?
It's a lot, Shane, I think. I mean, it's a pretty chunky number, but a run rate in the order of 300 a week. And I think in your Corks, your Dublins, any of the commuters listening to us will know that experience. The bus timetable counts down faithfully from 10 to 1 and then it disappears. The bus just doesn't turn up. It's exasperating and it really does inhibit the quality of the service, because the key to a service like the bus service we're trying to provide is it has to be reliable. It's not good enough that it's quick and that it's efficient or that it's faster than your car. You have to be able to know. I mean, we've had the experience ourselves, swearing by the local 15 bus service, telling everybody it's absolutely terrific. And then if you rely on it completely, you'll be late for work twice a month. And that just isn't good enough, Shane. It just isn't.
No. And just looking at the chief executive, the interim chief executive of the NTA, Hugh Cregan, telling an Oireachtas committee on Wednesday, congestion is a major issue impacting on delivery of transport services. He also cited traffic incidents and staff unavailability. Are they legitimate excuses?
They feel a little thin, to be honest with you. Congestion, I do accept. We have congested towns and cities in this country. There are wet mornings in Dublin where it's very, very difficult indeed for a bus to move or anybody else. But look, we've all had the experience. You're going into town on a Saturday evening and standing at the bus stop and watch the bus stop tell you for 15 minutes consecutively that the bus is on its way, only to have that disappear. We've all had that experience, and it isn't adequately explained by congestion. And from the consumer's point of view, while you still have to say that the bus service provided, you know, they've invested a lot of money in it, it is a much, much better service than it used to be when I was first complaining about it, Shane. They've come on in leaps and bounds. But to me, there's just a little bit too much tolerance for that side, for that sort of thing.
So
for the ghost buses,
should there be penalties? Should there be tougher penalties for bus companies not delivering?
Well, they do have service levels that they have to maintain, so they do have key metrics that they have to hit. And like a lot of these service contracts, I mean, punishments will kick in if it's not good enough. But I think at the risk of being unfair, you don't get that sense of urgency from them. As I say, the response all too often feels like more of a shrug than genuine concern. And that is disappointing.
Okay, all right.
Boiling the work they have been doing.
All right, Conor Faulkner, CEO at the Royal Irish Automobile Club and commentator on transport. Thank you indeed for that analysis.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.